Welcome to Wake Up with AI, the podcast where human-powered meets AI-assisted. Join your hosts, Chris Carolan, Nico Lafakis, and George B. Thomas, as we dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence. From the latest AI news to cutting-edge tools and skill sets, we are here to help business owners, marketers, and everyday individuals unlock their full potential with the power of AI. Let's get started.
Good morning, LinkedIn, YouTube, your favorite podcast channel, wherever you are listening or watching to this. Welcome to Wake Up with AI featuring George B. Thomas and Nico Lafakis. How you fellas doing today?
I'm doing really, really good. Yeah, I'm just doing really good.
That's because you get to talk about something new. Every day it's like something new. Nico gets to talk about it. I'm doing good. I was able to get through about 50% of the last video that was put in our Slack channel about some new stuff. But yeah, I'm good. Chris, how are you doing? I don't think we ever like turn around and be like, Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm wondering how Nico's not like, it's been a lot, but I feel like this week, it's like, are you overwhelmed yet, man? Like, you're in charge of picking out right? Which news we talk about? Like, how do you even do that?
It is really, really difficult. And I know that I touch on stuff. So like, if you guys want to know more about what it is that we go over during the week, then definitely catch the show on Friday where we dive much deeper into it. But that's, yeah, it is very difficult. I'm not going to lie. There's so much stuff that comes out in 24 hours now. I think when we first started this show, I was talking about the fact that news kind of scaled from, you know, semi-annually to monthly, and it felt like weekly, and now it's daily. Again, exponential curve. This is something that like should have been sort of expected. So I don't know.
My biggest fear is like little things will get lost. Like, for instance, I know you've got an entire topic, right? But I'm sitting here going, like, it's really dope that GPT released a new Canvas feature that you can actually see what it changed. It's a small thing, but it's an amazing thing. See Chris's face? Chris didn't know yet. Like, that's the thing. Like
track changes?
Yes, it tracks changes. Oh, and you literally see, like, the, what is that, like, striked out, like, red version of, like, what it changed. Because maybe there was something important that you want to go back. Oh, no, leave that in. But yes, remove those. Like, that's a huge little feature that slips under the radar if I don't make it a point to say something before Nico talks about, like, the massively big thing that he wants to talk about today. Like, that's my fear. I don't know. How do you keep up?
Well, that's the thing is, like, even with whatever, what I'm going to end up talking about, it's just the biggest, it's not even the biggest. It's just the thing that got my attention the most in the last 24 hours. So there is a ton of stuff. If you guys could see what it looks like when I'm scrolling through, you know, stories, and I'm not even like scrolling through stories. These guys know that I'm just like barreling through stuff. Like, I wake up at, you know, 5:45 in the morning, and it's just boom, right into the gate with podcasts. As soon as I start making breakfast, I'm reading stuff. As soon as I start making my wife's breakfast, I'm listening and watching videos, and then doing more before I get here. So I fully understand.
At 6 o'clock. I know when it's 6 o'clock because my Slack starts making the Slack noise, and I'm like, I don't even have to look over. I'm like, Nico, wake up with AI. That's what's happening right now.
That repository starts filling up real fast.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. And I mean, like, to your point, there are, I guess, what I would call small stories, because they're not program relevant and they're not necessarily marketing relevant, but they are super relevant to what's happening in the industry. They're super relevant with regards to the development of the technology. So it's very, very difficult. But thankfully, 11 Labs made it a little bit easier for me yesterday. If you don't know about 11 Labs, it doesn't surprise me. It is a very niche platform for people who are into audio and they're into like audio manipulation and things of that nature. What it is at a glance is a text to, well, it started out as the premier text to audio software. Then it transitioned into being a voice to voice software. And ever since then, it's expanded quite a bit. Now you can use it to do voiceovers, you can use it for dubbing, you can use it for audiobooks. So it's literally built in the sense that if you upload a piece, it's almost like Notebook. If you uploaded like a piece of work, then you could just sit there and sort of tweak it and play with it until it actually, you know, sounded like yourself or whomever you wanted to, and then it just does the whole book narration for you, right?
I have ideas.
I've been messing with 11 Labs almost since it came out. I've done tons and tons of different voices for friends of mine, I've swapped them out because you can only have so many at one time before you have to have a higher account, and it's a little too expensive to be just messing around with it. But you can see, you know, Morgan Freeman, Matthew McConaughey, even Tony Robbins. Oh, you know what? Let me make sure that you guys can hear those.
See, those are not the ones that I picked out. When I saw the screen, those are not the two immediate ones where I was like, I want to hear that. I have to be honest with you. The initial response for me was, Snoop Dogg, let's go. And then the secondary was like, wait, maybe not, because Darth Vader's there. Like,
yeah, it is. It becomes tough to choose. Okay, so Tony,
you
got to
be careful if you don't know where you're going, because you might not get there.
Don't smother each other. No one can grow in the shade.
Oh, let's go, Snoop. Let's go.
Which the days never know.
A man is not old as long as he is seeking something.
I had the good old Don LaFontaine with the 80s action movie. So what I discovered yesterday, I didn't realize was out, and it's kind of just messing around and going through all my apps. 11 Labs now has a conversational AI. And so this is actually like an AI agent that you can build that is not exactly like Agent AI, but it is way more like what you are looking at. It's like the customer service agent. It's like the sales agent. And so these are audio agents that you can create that take on personas that you can then program them to have. So you can start with, let's say, a math tutor. And so you start out with the type of agent and whether or not you want it to be prompt enabled or server enabled. When this comes, it's going to be very, very dangerous. The agent language, so you can pick what language you want it to speak in. The initial message that it'll tell you when it opens up. And then, kind of like custom instructions, a system prompt that you give the agent to help it determine who it is and what the persona is that it's taking on. Now, what's very awesome about this is that it has a knowledge base. What's amazing about the knowledge base is that it is not just file specific.
Ooh.
You can have it go to URLs.
Ooh.
It can absolutely go to Wikipedia. You can also just put in some text and some context if you need to. So after you load it up, you can then determine which model do you want to use. Well, looky there.
Oh, 3.5 Sonnet.
Then you can determine the temperature. Temperature on a model, if you've never messed with it before, determines not necessarily random, but how strict or loose it stays on topic. I think that's the best way to put it.
So my temperature's like super hot, where Chris's is maybe not. That's a good version of that.
It's possible.
Because I just straight up go off script, like right now, what I'm doing here. So
you have a transcriber aspect of it, where it can actually process some keywords that might be used. You can mess with the voice and obviously put your custom voices in there if you want to, but then you can also use default voices that people may have come up with. You can have adjust the text-to-speech output format, so you can basically tell it whether or not you want it to be higher or lower quality. Streaming latency, stability, and similarity relate to the application of the voice to the text or to the incoming voice sample. So it's basically saying like, okay, can we, you know, make it stream faster or slower? Then is it going to allow for inflection is the way I look at stability. So you can allow for inflection by adjusting this lower or adjusting it higher rather, or kill it by adjusting it lower. But the higher you go to get greater inflections creates instabilities. Similarity is exactly what it sounds like. The closer you get to, you know, one, the more it sounds one for one like the audio sample. But for that, you really have to make sure that your audio samples are pristine. Otherwise, it will sound extremely monotonous. Some advanced stuff. Timeout is when, like, hey, if you're thinking too long, then just go ahead and timeout, go back to the beginning. Max conversation duration is just the number of seconds, that the convo can last on its own. Analysis, if you wanted to do any sort of data collection or evaluation. And then this is where I found it the most interesting, because you can actually deploy it as a widget that somebody can go interact with. And it would look like this on that page.
So I can put it on my website, right? And I can have my website URLs be the knowledge base, and I could literally have Snoop Dogg on sidekickstrategies.com. Okay.
Yep.
You just ruined my entire weekend, bro. My entire weekend is gone.
At the level I'm at, I think it's $5 a month.
Oh, my God. How can... I can't even, like, because what you're describing...
The words you're looking for, Chris, is...
Wake up.
Those are the words you're looking for.
Exactly. And not just like users, right? People building apps that think they have a niche that they can just get super specific like the days of old. And what comes to mind is I had synthflow.ai is a new app. You know, they're focused on the HubSpot ecosystem right now that's doing what Nico just described, automated AI agents. And I feel like I just want to tell that group people, like, if you're a point solution, like a use case AI app builder right now, don't, like, stop. Because I don't know how you can compete with the bigger players in the game like this, where if functionally, like, so the functionality of just having an, you know, an AI voice conversation in this case is, or creating AI voice was just one step away from this bot, this conversational AI. So if you come in, if you're coming in and you're just trying to build the bot, how do you compete with $5 a month? You can't.
That's the way I see it. Yeah. I mean, like, I can deploy each one of these individually right now. And it's a much better, cleaner, nicer interface that I have way more control. You have no idea how many clients I've had in the past who say, I would love this, but I need to be able to put the person's image in there.
Yeah.
Is going to be taking the call, or it needs to be more personalized in some way.
I guess my question is, like, my immediate thing is, how good is it, right? Like, it says, hi, let's get started. Like, let's take a call. But, like, can I just have a call and just have a random conversation and it's going to be able to actually carry on that conversation with me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hope this works. I'm not sure how, like, interrupted it might get, or hopefully it picks up the mic, because I don't know if Riverside has total control, but let's see.
We're testing it, people.
Greetings, human. I am Optimus Prime. How can I be of assistance to you?
Hey, Optimus. I was wondering if you could tell me, what is your mission here on Earth?
It's of utmost importance, and I am grateful for your interest. We Autobots came to your planet to protect it and its inhabitants from the threat of the Decepticons. Our primary objectives are, one, to safeguard humanity and all...
Okay, okay, Optimus, totally. That's cool. Can you tell me, who are the top Autobots that you work with?
Oh, you interrupted it. Oh.
Certainly. I am proud to serve alongside a dedicated team of Autobots, each bringing unique skills and unwavering courage to our cause. Some of my most trusted comrades include, one, Bumblebee, our leader scout and one of our most versatile warriors. Two, Ratchet, our skilled medical officer and a brilliant scientist. Three, Ironhide, our weapons specialist, known for his toughness and firepower.
Okay, Prime, okay. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you later.
I understand, and I appreciate your time. Remember, freedom is the right of all sentient beings. Until we meet again, stay vigilant and keep the strength of the human spirit. Autobots, roll out.
Let's go.
Stop it.
I mean, just so there, like, there is a little delay, but my brain immediately goes to, but this is the worst it'll ever be.
No,
like, there comes a day where
I want to defend Prime, and I just want to say he is connected to all, like, the most massive wikis for Transformers.
Okay.
So when you ask him a question, he is really having to dig. What I'd like to do, though, as a little test, that was 3.5 Sonnet, so I'd like to see what Gemini, like the fast versions of the models are, and see if they actually search quicker.
So in that time, he's accessing that knowledge to formulate his response.
Find the answer. Yeah.
Wow. So it seems like it's long, but it's actually not long if you think about what's happening behind the scenes.
Prime, how can I be of assistance to you?
Hey, Prime, how fast is your response time now?
My response time is constantly improving, but it varies depending on the complexity of your request and the current load on the system. I strive to provide you with swift and accurate answers till all are one. Autobots, roll out.
Yeah, that's pretty dang dope, bro. And it was faster when you switched the model.
Yeah, so that's, I'd love everybody to take notice of that. That we went from Claude, which is Claude 3.5 Sonnet, which is pretty fast. Like, we could use 3 Haiku, and it's probably going to be super fast. Actually, they've got a 3.5 Haiku now. It's sick. So it's really nice. Actually, I think 3.5 Turbo, right, would be like the fastest out of all of them because it's the smallest model. Too large for the agent select. Definitely want people to notice that, like, there's a huge difference between a model that takes a little bit of time to reason through an answer versus a model that is just, you know, trying to hunt down the answer as quickly as it can. You know, the Trump model doesn't have anything behind it knowledge base wise, so it only has its system prompt and it uses 4.0 mini. So the responses are actually extremely fast. But the only reason everybody that's watching that this model exists is because I wanted to show how very dangerous this can get at the same time. So it's very easy.
Hey there, I'm Donald. What do you want? I'm busy. Very busy. Super busy guy.
Hey, Donald. Was wondering, what's your latest outlook on the race with you and Kamala? I mean, you're at like 45% and she's at like 52, so I'm not sure that you're going to win.
Well, folks, let me tell you, polls can be tricky, very tricky. Everybody knows they change all the time. Believe me, I have tremendous support out there. People love...
I'm not going to keep going with that stuff, wow. But you guys get the point. You know, while I think that it's really, really super cool, and I think that it's amazingly disruptive to things like, oh, I don't know, Salesforce, HubSpot, CRM services, trying to use calling bots, I think that it also has seriously great potential for harm just in its existence.
Which, by the way, is a great tie-in to today's skill of the day. Because, listen, today's skill that pays the bill, it's a biggie. It's AI-enhanced cybersecurity. Listen, cyber threats are evolving at lightning speed, and the truth is that traditional defenses can't keep up anymore. As you've been listening or seeing on this podcast, everything's changing, and it's time to wake up. Well, that's where AI steps in, offering real-time protection that's smarter, faster, and always on, even when we humans have to sleep. Imagine your network as a busy highway with data zipping around in every direction. AI tools like traffic cops, though, watching the flow 24/7, instantly flagging anything that looks off, from unusual logins to sudden spikes in activity. But they don't just raise red flags. AI takes action immediately, locking down access or isolating threats before they become full-blown crisis. That kind of speed and precision is a game changer for stopping attacks before they can do any real damage. But AI doesn't stop at reacting. It's also preventing issues before they happen. It constantly scans for vulnerabilities, outdated software, insecure access points, you name it. Think of it as an automated security expert working around the clock to keep your business safe by patching up weak spots before they become problems. The best part, tools like DarkTrace or CrowdStrike do the heavy lifting for you. They're not sponsored, but give us a call. You don't need to be a tech wizard once they're set up. They learn and adapt, getting better at spotting threats over time. So let's hit the highlights. AI monitors and reacts in real time. It spots and neutralizes threats faster than any human could, keeping your data secure 24/7. It's proactive, not just reactive. AI finds vulnerabilities before attackers can exploit them, helping you stay ahead of the risks. And no deep tech knowledge needed. Thank God. I might actually be able to use these tools. These tools are user-friendly, so anyone can automate and enhance their cybersecurity with ease. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the skill that pays the bills for today's episode. See how I tied that in?
Thank you, George. Yep. Thank you. On the other side of that, awareness is one of the only ways you'll be able to keep yourself secure. And this, I think, like, further for me, as I try to always qualify or validate my thoughts against what I'm seeing, like, this future of, if it's not show and tell and you don't have a previous relationship with the entity on the other side of the phone, video, whatever, it's going to be very hot. Like, trust is everything. And if there's any sense, I don't want to take any unknown calls, like, anymore. So if I'm not expecting it, even if I do pick it up and it just maybe says everything I could ever want it to say, I guess the question is, like, do I care if it's not a human being on the other side? But also, like, what happened to lead to this just picture perfect call coming my way that, like, there's just so many questions.
My initial one is, will you know? Will you even know when you pick up the phone that it's not a person?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I won't. So if I know that it's prevalent, I will automatically assume it's either not or I don't know. And then that's where the decision process starts. Like, maybe I build trust that I don't really care and it's okay to receive these calls. But just there's going to be, like, I'm much more open than most people I know when it comes to AI. Similar to how the email channel has just been just getting crushed. I think the curve of ruining credibility of the channel happens faster than AI getting good enough to trust in the channel.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's because of humans and what we call good actors and bad actors It's because people will try to hit the easy button instead of taking the time to make it amazing. And, you know, it's funny, Chris, when I hear you talking, the Edgar Allan Poe quote comes to mind of believe nothing you hear and only half of what you see. I think we're actually moving in a world of believe nothing that you hear and believe nothing that you see. Like, because it all could be the great and powerful Oz. Like,
yeah. And that's where
not to be a Debbie Downer.
I'd probably rather hear, like, just right off the bat, hey, this is an AI giving you a call.
Well, right? Listen, when chatbots became a thing, one of the things that HubSpot Academy and other like Drift, they were like, don't try to make it look like a human. Like, make them know that it is a, you know, a bot that they're interacting with. Same applies here. Don't try to be Slick Willy about it. Just be honest. Like, hey, we're scaling by using technology. Because, by the way, then I, as a human, have grace when it F's up. But if you tried to put a, you know, sneaky on me, then I'm going to be like, nah, it serves you right. Ding dong. Why'd you do that? Yeah. In the nicest way possible, of course.
Because I'll have no problem taking a call from Matthew McConaughey and, you know, getting able to chat.
All right. Yeah,
but that's
buddy.
Where it's like, if you're trying to do silly things, like try to like pick up on it being from him and like the caller ID shows up as him. And like, those are the things where clearly you're pretending at that point. And that's the kind of stuff that can cause, you know, a lot of damage, because there's a lot of trusting people out there that, like, as soon as you hit that level of fame, like, oh, I don't even care. Like, I'm not asking any questions about this. For some reason, I got lucky today and I'm talking to this actual person.
Right.
So, like, yeah.
My brain is going on the other side because, I, like, as a creative, I go, how dope would it be, though, to have, like, sidekickstrategy.com/, you know, Snoop. And people just know that they can go ask about agency services or whatever it is and interact with Snoop Dogg and fully know that it's just fake. As the information's real information, but it's like, in a creative way, you're like, here, pick the way that you want to learn about XYZ company. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, I really like James Earl Jones. Let me, you know, learn that way. I just think that gets really interesting. Like, especially if you think about reading the blog, like, that's the thing. Like, I can't wait till HubSpot's like narration piece. You can tie any voice into that, and all of a sudden, who do you want to read your bedtime blog to, you, James? Right. In a land far, you know, like, it's like,
yeah. I mean,
so
that's
isn't like copyright infringement, and trademarking. Like, that structure, I feel like, just has to go out the window.
Well, no, right? Like, that becomes where Hollywood was super concerned about where things were going, right? And people copying their likenesses and all that kind of stuff. This is how that evolves, right? So this is how it evolves beyond the screen, to the point where, and this sounds weird. I know a lot of you out there probably haven't been thinking about it this way. Maybe you have. I don't know. And I don't know how this works going into the future either. But like, zero cost production affects everything. So there's nothing it's not going to touch. As part of that, zero cost production Hollywood looks like RDJ never sets foot on set, because he's just completely replicated anyway, digitally. His voice is 100% replicated anyway, digitally. And he's just sitting at home.
Have you seen the interview with Keanu Reeves that is very much about this conversation, where like, creating a version of himself that the studio had?
Oh, was this for Cyberpunk? Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. It's enlightening.
I think Scarlett Johansson did the same thing for Black Widow, because there were a lot of like, they're just, so that's, I don't know, you know, what happens to stunt people, right? Live action scenes, maybe, I guess, right? I don't know. Like, you have to have people that are more into traditional methods. I mean, like, you look at like Mad Max, right? Even both versions of it, a lot of it was practical effects for a good reason, so that you could actually be there with the camera to be able to get those shots and be able to do that kind of stuff, as opposed to, you know, huge Marvel action movie where you're not close to anything really, and as long as the character's moving on screen and doing the thing that you expect them to do, it's all good. So long and short of it is, you know, as per usual, if you guys are still not getting into it, if you're still like, this stuff is blowing your mind and you're not really, you know, wondering, you're just hard time wrapping your head around all of this stuff, right? And it's probably because, you know, you go to sleep ignoring it. then you need to start waking up with AI.
That's a wrap for this episode of Wake Up with AI. We hope that you feel a little more inspired, a little more informed, and a whole lot more excited about how AI can augment your life and business. Always remember that this journey is just the beginning and that we are right here with you every step of the way. If you love today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. You can also connect with us on social media to stay updated with all things AI. Until next time, stay curious, stay empowered, and wake up with AI.